Ziegler.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I notice it says my remarks will be recorded for the archives only. Tonight has got to be on the record. You can't have 150 people there.
Oh, sure. I noticed
so
that.
You should tell
we'll
the
do a
people,
transcript.
Tell the people that they will get a transcript. As a matter of fact, let me tell them when I come in.
Good, fine, okay.
And I'll just say that we're going to give you a transcript.
Mr. President, did you talk to Alex Butterfield?
No, what's he want?
Well, we were talking about the best way to do this tonight. My view is that, in looking over that sheet you have, that you should not come over until about 10 till 6.
Yeah, I agree.
In other words, do
let him have a drink.
Let him have a drink, and the staff will be there, and we can get settled and so forth. Then you can walk in, since there's no reception line.
Right.
Make your remarks, you know, give them a wave when you walk out, and then the guys who want to go file can, and the guys who want to stay, stay.
Right.
And that'll give them a feeling of having been there and had a drink and milling around. Actually, even 6 o'clock would be okay.
Fine.
But
I'll
touch bases with you before.
Have them have a drink first.
Right.
Now, incidentally, I think on reflection, we probably ought to have Rogers there. Don't you think so? Rogers and Kissinger? What's your feeling?
Well, we can. I don't have a strong feeling against it.
I think mainly in terms of the therapy for Rogers is just good for him to
be
around.
A good job today, I think, from what I see.
Well, it's probably just good. Tell him he's welcome to come if he wants.
All right.
Him and Hildebrand.
Hildenbrand and Rogers.
Yeah, well, is he going to take a press man, too?
No, but I could have McCloskey come over.
Have McCloskey come, too. Fine. Invite them all over. I mean, what the hell is cheap?
That's right.
Yeah,
and then they can mill around with him a little between 5:30 and 6.
Tell Bill, it's up to him. If he can't, just have Hildebrand come. It's not a command performance, and I'm just going to talk briefly about sort of give him a feel of the trip and so forth, and then because I don't want to give away everything in a thing like this.
Good.
And that if he wants to come, fine. Tell him that there will be our staff people will be there, some of them, and some of them will not be there.
Good. Did you get the fact sheet that we prepared on the? Good. Fine.
I think most of that stuff though I won't handle. I just figured that it's
okay. Well, I just saved it all, and you can use whatever you want.
You mean the places to stay in that?
Well, we have named a hotel. That was incorrect. There, we've named a hotel. You shouldn't get into that at all.
But I think maybe that I'll just leave that to you. I mean they all know where they're going to go, don't they, and everything.
Well, they just know the hotels, but
What would be something that I could tell them that they need to hear?
I think you could point out.
For example, I can tell them that the two substantive speeches will be the opening toast and do they know that I'm going to address the Russian people by television?
No, sir.
All right, I'll put that out. Fine.
You want to announce that?
Sure. Hell yeah.
That's good. Okay, you can do that. And the other thing that they don't know about is our briefing schedule. I haven't told them about
that. Now, on that, incidentally, Henry says he doesn't want to commit to 2 a day. He thinks that's too much. He says, don't commit. I'll just say there'll be daily briefings. I think I'll just say that.
It would reassure him if you tell him that you told me to be around the press center and to brief him during the day, and I'll have people along with me, but they'll get regular briefings. And
there'll be regular briefings.
The only other thing...
I'll say there'll be progress reports, basically, I'll say.
That's right. And I can do things informally, for example, and give the times of the meetings and so forth.
Right.
The other thing now that I think is in that sheet, and that's the third country press problem.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the Soviet Union did not grant visas to other country press who are stationed here in Washington. I think you're better off not even raising that. But I think reference to the kitchen cabinet guys who are going along reference to the fact that there'll be plenty of transportation for the press in Moscow, some reference to the hotels and...
the hotels, hotel facilities are good, we'll say.
Yeah. Right.
Fine.
One of the problems in the Soviet Union, in China, although you wouldn't want to compare it perhaps, was the fact that there was not enough cars, but just a reference
there'll be
to...
plenty of cars, plenty of hotels.
Right.
And
good filing facilities.
Filing facilities are fine, okay?
Good.
All right.
Okay, Mr. President.